Another LSAT practice session. This time I'll be doing 6 questions in 8 minutes. That sounds about right. So 8 minutes is the goal. And I have my timer here. So let's start it ready. I'm going to turn my light on so that I can have better vision. Okay, ready, set, go. finished. It took me 10 minutes. So that's good enough. Alright, so now let's grade it. 7, 12. Alright, so I got one wrong. That's okay. Alright, so I did figure it out, got the right answer when I did it again, but I'm going to look at it one more time, looking at the explanations, just to make sure that I have the right reason of why I got this wrong. So I'm going to go to files. Prep. No, that's not right. Options. All set. Explanations. Well, let's try to add this to start. And this was probably 18th question. Yep, that's right. So on the 18th test. Go is session 2. And we have to go to number 7. Let's look at why C is wrong. Methodology described by the first statement could lead to holding contradictory beliefs. So it analyzes one independent statement rather than evaluating two. So this makes sense. All right, fair enough. I just did 5 questions. So 15 points so far. So now, what I want to do is actually do one reading question. Open up Hub, find a reading passage. And do that. So the way I'm going to do this now, I'm going to first see in Acrobat Reader if I have readings that I have to do. I'm going to delete. I'm first going to clean out file system. Clean out file system. So I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, 4. So what I can do is go to LSAT prep and then go to probably so I'm going to do super prep. So I'm going to write this down here. So I should write down Khan Academy for the resources, because I could definitely work on those as well. So I have to go to page 120 for one reading comprehension test. I guess that's it. That's all I need. Actually, let's go to 65. Page 65 to do it. Then I'll have explanations. So let's go to 65. Okay. Alright, so now I'm going to start actually doing these things. I have one passage I can be doing. One question, actually. So let's try it by first changing the orientation and then now trying it. Ready? For this, it should take probably 3 minutes. 3 minutes sounds pretty good. You know what, actually, that it probably will take 5 minutes. Alright, ready, go. All right, so I got the answer of E right now. Let's try to see if that's actually right. Correct response is E indeed. So I did get it right. And I did it in 4 minutes. Well done. So let's add 2 here. So there are 8 questions that can be done. What should I do? I could continue on. Or I could call it a day. Let's take a quick break. And then I'll get back to it. Alright, we're back at it. I decided that I will be doing this indeed. So I'll be doing question 2, question 3, etc., etc. Let's see, I have not blurred out this part, so I'm going to blur out the answers for question 2. Okay, good. Now, I'm going to start. So I have 1, 2, let's see, I have 7 more questions to go. 7 more questions, I can do that in 9 minutes. At least I'm going to try to. So, the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to put this here. I used, 4 minutes here. So it's 4, but it's 8, so it's at least 10 minutes, right? So I should do this in probably 8 minutes. Maybe 7 minutes. Let's try 7. Let's try 7. Alright. Ready? Well, let's first reverse that. Good. I'm going to start. Ready? Go. All right, I am done. Took a long time. It took about 14 minutes plus 15 minutes. It took. So it took 4 plus 15, which equals 19 minutes. When it should have taken probably 8 minutes at the best case scenario. That's okay. Oh well. Now I'm going to start erasing the answers or clearing it out so that I can see the actual response. Perfect. Question 2 is right. B is the correct response. Number 3 is right. Number 4, D is also right. Number 5, A might be wrong. Oh, right. It is actually right. So I want to see why B is not right. So let's see. Response B is incorrect because there is nothing in either passage to suggest that the previous government's enacting guarantees would have been premature. In fact, since there are grounds for inferring that they would regard code of practice as inadequate, it seems likely that the author would view as warranted rather than premature. Okay. So it's not actually talking about this practice code. It's rather talking about just generally implementing statutory measures to guarantee freedom. Okay, good. Good enough. How about question 6? A is correct. Question 7. A is also correct. Question 8. I said C. Okay, response C. I did it right. I'm going to see why D is incorrect. Just for the sake of it. Response D is incorrect because the first document describes three possible proposals rather than being committed to one, as is passage A. Okay. Second document evidently expresses some principles. They are not principles that can be applied to the situation addressed in the first document, as is the case with Alright, so I got all of them right, which is good news. Now I can start from pretty much here. I'll bookmark this place by I don't know exactly how do this, but I think it's good enough. Let's save this. I'm done. And let's stop it. I hope this was helpful. I'll see you next time.